All right, it's Monday here on the Morning Pit on YouTube.com/PantherLairCom. It's the start of a new week, and it's the end of a season. As Pitt fell to Xavier yesterday in the round of 32 in Greensboro. Pitt lost a game that was never really theirs. You know, I mean, they battled early on, gave Xavier a game early on, but eventually Xavier's offense was too much. They pulled away, and Pitt could never really score enough to keep up. That's the short of the game. We've got a lot to say about the long of the game and the long of the season in the wake of Pitt's season coming to an end. Before we do, of course, make sure you like this video and subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/PantherLairCom. If you subscribe, you will never miss any of the videos we post at youtube.com/PantherLairCom, whether it's our post-game press conferences or spring football videos or the morning Pit videos like we do here every day, Monday through Friday, or when we go live on Wednesday night for our live stream or post-game shows, although we won't have any post-game shows for anytime soon. But we have our live Wednesday night live stream that we do every week at 8:30 on Wednesday nights. You want to make sure you don't miss that. Click subscribe and turn on notifications. You get an alert sent to your phone so you never miss any of our live streams or any of the video content we post at youtube.com/PantherLairCom. And I think you start on the small scale here. I mean, you know, obviously you pull back to talk about the season as a whole, and there's a lot to say in that regard. But I think you start with this Xavier game. And the thing was, you know, after two games against really good defensive teams in Mississippi State and Iowa State, teams that weren't very good on offense, this was going to be a different kind of challenge because Xavier was very good on offense, okay on defense, not nearly as good as Mississippi State and Iowa State, but much, much better on offense. And, you know, I think we came out of those first two games, the Tuesday night game and the Friday game, saying Pitt's playing pretty good defense. Well, they were playing pretty good defense against some pretty bad offensive teams. Now, I mean, you know, you can face a bad offensive team. You still, if you hold them to 59 and 41 respectively, you did a pretty good job. But I think everybody knew, or everybody should have realized going into yesterday's game, that it wasn't going to be won with defense. Even if they could get some stops here or there, they probably wouldn't do it consistently enough. That game was going to be won with offense. It was going to be a matter of winning a track meet. After two rock fights, it was going to be a track meet, and they were going to have to win a track meet, and Pitt wasn't up to the task. Sometimes the shots just don't fall, and that was the case. You know, early on, they were up. They took a lead 15-14, and I thought, okay, this is going to be a competitive 40-minute game here, and then they only made one basket on their next seven possessions. By the end of that, they were, you know, had gone from being up one to down 10, and it kind of got away that quickly. They weren't really going to stop Xavier and probably wouldn't slow them down, but the best they could do would be to score to keep up. They had another opportunity in the second half. They were down 15 about 4 minutes into the half, and Jack Nungy, the big man for Xavier, went to the bench because he picked up his third foul. And he stayed there for about 4.5 minutes, close to 5 minutes, and it presented a real opportunity for Pitt. Jeff Capel even went with a smaller offensive-minded lineup. He took Guillermo Diaz-Graham off the court. He had Blake Hinson playing the five. He had four guards plus Hinson on the court. The goal was to take advantage of Nungy being out of the game, Xavier not having that size down low, so maybe they could get more of their pull-up jumpers and driving to the basket, and then ultimately get more opportunities to kick out for threes. And it worked right off the bat. On the first possession, after Nungy went out, Jamarius Burton was able to drive for a layup. But the problem is, they took 8 field goal attempts during the nearly 5 minutes that Nungy was out and made just 2. And so instead of cutting into that 15-point lead and maybe getting it down to single digits and forcing Sean Miller to bring Nungy back in, they ended up being down 16 by the time he got back in. They lost a point instead of making up ground. And when it came down to it at the very end, they had, you know, they actually got it into single digits in the final 6 minutes of the game or so. Xavier didn't make a field goal in the final 7 minutes of the game. Maybe that was improved defense. Maybe Xavier's offense just leveled off. But Pitt was never able to capitalize. And I talked about this yesterday in the post game show, and this is a shot that, or a non shot that'll live in my mind for quite some time. Just under the 3 minute mark, I mean, really, Pitt was on a run. They were down 20 with 7:20 left to play, 74-54, and they went on a 10-0 run, leading over the next 4 minutes or so, capped by Jamarius Burton converting an and one. They made it 74-64. And just as they got down to the 2 minute mark, they got a defensive rebound. They came back up. Blake Hinson missed the three, but Guillermo Diaz Graham grabbed the offensive rebound. It kind of rolled out of his hands to Burton. And right there on the wing, right in front of Pitt's bench, was Greg Elliott standing all by himself. And Burton was standing either in the lane or just out of the lane. And Elliott should have been right in front of him for his view. But Burton didn't see him. And he tried to throw a pass to Nelly Cummings. Pass ends up getting intercepted. Pitt commits a foul. And instead of turning a 74-64 game into 74-67, Xavier hits two free throws, and now it's a 12-point game with about 2 minutes left to play, as opposed to maybe a 7-point game. Because it was a wide-open look for Greg Elliott. He's the guy you want taking that shot. A real just a missed opportunity. And in a game like this, where Xavier's offense probably wasn't going to slow down too much, out, you know, aside from the final 7 minutes where they really did, you know, you couldn't afford to miss opportunities like that. And they'd staked Xavier such a big lead early on that they couldn't afford. They had to be, if not perfect, they had to be pretty close to it. I said, and I felt going into this game, that Pitt needed to be, if their offense was going to keep up with and eventually outscore Xavier, they were going to have to be a little bit better than their season average. They couldn't play to sort of the average level they had established this season. They had to have a very good offensive game, and they didn't do that. Some of it was playing poorly. Some of it was bad decisions. Some of it was shots that typically go down, just didn't go down. You know, Jamarius Burton, I think, is a great example of this. You know, he finished the game with 16 points on 7 of 18 shooting. That's a lot of shots and a lot of misses. But Burton, I think, was taking a lot of the shots that he took all season, a lot of the shots that fell all season, those pull-up jumpers that by this point, you know, when I'm watching the game at home and I'm keeping notes as the game goes on, and I've got my pen in my hand and I'm watching, and he pulls up for that jumper from the free throw line or right around that area, I already clicked the pen to write down, Burton jumper basket, because I expect it to go in because he's made so many of them with such high frequency. But he missed them yesterday. And he missed them, or the ball just didn't go in, whatever, however you want to term it, he missed them yesterday. And it was just that kind of day. Blake Hinson had some looks at three that he typically makes, then in fall. Burton, some of the pull-up jumpers. Nelly Cummings, some of the pull-up jumpers. Both Cummings and Burton, some of the drives. They usually finish or get a foul. They didn't get them. They didn't finish. They didn't get the foul call. It was just one of those days. And they were playing against a team that was good enough offensively that they couldn't afford to have one of those days. And now, season's over. Pitt finishes 24-12 overall, having won 2 games in the NCAA tournament, 3 games total in the postseason, including the ACC tournament. And they go home. And, I don't think they have anything to hang their heads about on that flight back from Greensboro to Pittsburgh last night. I think they can be pretty proud of what they did and the success they had, what they accomplished, how far above expectations they reached, and really what they did for the program as a whole. And it was remarkable to me yesterday, as we kind of looked at some of the, I poked around on Twitter, look at the message boards, of course, at PantherLetter.com, and looked at the reactions kind of all over the place. We did a post game show for an hour plus. And looking at some of the reactions there from people, and then looking at the reactions on the message boards from people, and looking at Twitter, and you're always going to have people who are unhappy. You're always going to have people who have a big gripe about this or a big gripe about that. But for the most part, there was some pretty solid perspective, I think, among Pitt fans who looked at this and said, tough loss, Had some opportunities. Would have liked to have gotten it. Didn't work out. Still a pretty incredible season. And I thought that a majority of Pitt fans would take that approach. I thought a majority of Pitt fans would be rational about it. But you never know. And you never know what that fringe is going to say. You never know what people are going to come out of the woodwork to yell about or criticize or complain about. This was a game where Pitt had some instances where they missed some opportunities where they maybe could have cut into Xavier's lead or stemmed a run or maybe even made a run of their own. But ultimately, when you look at the big picture of 36 games, this team was pretty darn good for the bulk of those 36 games. They were pretty fun to watch for the bulk of those 36 games. They were pretty likable for the bulk of those 36 games. And I feel like we've talked about those last two things, well, all three of those things, all season long. You know, there came a point in January, I think, you know, as January turned to February, we said, you know what, this is a good team. I think we all sort of came to that realization that this is a good team. This is a good college basketball team. And I think they were. They played like it for the bulk of the season. I think we came to realize that it was a very likable team. I remember doing a morning Pitt episode one day, saying, you know, sort of asking the basic question, what makes this team so likable? And I think there's a lot of things that go into it. I think it's their energy, their spirit. They have a bit of a chip on the shoulder of, you know, Blake Hinson's on his third school. Jamarius Burton's on his third school. Nike Savandi battling back from an injury. Greg Elliott trying to show what he can do in full-time starter minutes. Nelly Cummings on his third school looking to show what he can do at the highest level of college basketball. Federico coming here after sort of being dumped or dropped by West Virginia. A lot of guys who had something to prove and truly believed that they could prove it by doing it together. And I think that's one of the most remarkable things. It was a quote from Jeff Capel early in the season, you know, maybe December, maybe January. It all runs together at this point. And he said, you know, when it comes to individual glory, these players seem to understand that if the team has success, if there's team glory, it'll trickle down to individual glory, and glory for the individual players, success for the individual players, but that your best chance at individual success and individual glory is going out and winning as a team, you know, helping the team succeed. And it really did seem to drive and motivate these players all season long. I mean, they were committed to winning with the team. There are very few times where you felt like one guy was trying to just get his, you know, one guy was just trying to get his points, regardless of what it meant for the team in that particular game. These guys played together as well as any Pitt team we've seen since Jamie Dixon. And they had the most success of any Pitt team we've seen since Jamie Dixon. And probably not even Jamie Dixon's last year, the 15-16 season, probably going back into 13-14, you know, close to 10 years. This is the best Pitt basketball season in close to 10 years. And a big part of it, beyond the success, beyond the wins and where they played, the position they put themselves in and being ranked and top of the ACC and all this stuff, it was fun again. It was fun again. And I brought this up 2 weeks ago, probably, as we were going back and forth about that, the discussion of whether the season was a success or if it'd be a disappointment if they missed the NCAA tournament. And I said, look, this season was, Pitt basketball was fun again. People looked forward to Pitt basketball games. People got excited when Pitt basketball was playing again. And that in and of itself made the season a success. It was a giant leap forward from where the program has been, where the program was last year, certainly, and really where the program has been for the last 6 years. A giant leap forward. They won 20 games for the first time in 7 years. They made the NCAA tournament for the first time in 7 years. They were in contention at the top of the ACC up until the final week of the regular season, the final game of the regular season, for the first time in ever. They beat a team, a seed line upset in the NCAA tournament for just the third time ever. And they've never had an upset as big as an 11 beating a 6, a 5-line upset. They've never done that. That was the biggest upset in school history by seed line in NCAA tournament for Pitt history. This team accomplished so much this year. And I think that's probably why there was maybe, you know, some extra perspective and rational thought in the wake of yesterday's game. They ran into a better team, and that better team played like a better team, and Pitt wasn't able to, you know, pull a rabbit out of its hat and, you know, get lucky a little bit. But it doesn't take away from what they accomplished this season, which is remarkable. I have to say, as we talk about the NCAA tournament run, I brought these stats up in a couple different places because it's just remarkable to me. But Guillermo Diaz-Graham, three games as Pitt's starting center here with Federico, a game-time decision or not playing at all. He played a minute today. Guillermo Diaz-Graham, three games, 23 points, 21 rebounds, 8 blocks, 1 turnover, 4 steals. On average, in these three NCAA tournament games, Guillermo Diaz-Graham went for 7.7 points per game, 7 rebounds per game, and 2.7 blocks per game. Again, with only 1 turnover and 4 steals. In the last two games, the Iowa State game and the Xavier game, he averaged 10 points per game and 8 rebounds per game and 3 blocks per game. And so as you look at, and obviously we're going to spend a lot of time about looking forward and what does the future hold and, you know, what's the next season going to be like? I mean, you've got building blocks in Guillermo Diaz-Graham and Federico at your center position. You've got building blocks there that I think you really can count on to be, you know, I think you know what they're going to be. And I think you can count on them and rely on them to fill those roles. And I think you feel good about the center position heading into next season based on what Federico did for the bulk of the regular season here this year. And what Guillermo Diaz-Graham did in the final three games, the NCAA tournament games. Because, you know, he put up these numbers, 7.7 points, 7 rebounds, 2.7 blocks, while playing against some pretty good centers. Tolu Smith from Mississippi State, Jack Nungy from Xavier. He played against some good competition. Iowa State wasn't as strong in the front court, and he goes for 9, 8, and 3 blocks. He had a really good tournament. You know, and I think a really encouraging tournament. He wasn't perfect. He still got pushed around a lot. You know, Xavier was able to get a whole lot of points in the paint. I think 42 they ended up with. So basically half their scoring came in the paint. They were dominant down there. And some of that's on Guillermo. Some of that's on how Pitt tried to play defensively in a lot of different situations. But it's hard. I think you'd be hard-pressed to find many Pitt fans who watched the NCAA tournament this year and didn't come away encouraged by the play of Guillermo Diaz-Graham. I think you'd also be hard-pressed to find many Pitt fans who watched this season and didn't come away feeling pretty grateful for Jamarius Burton, Nelly Cummings, Nike Sabandi, and Greg Elliott. Pitt's four seniors this year were outstanding. And you know, Burton and Cummings in particular, this season doesn't happen the way it happened without them. And Greg Elliott played a big role in it too. And Nike Sabandi was the, you know, sixth man of the year. Like, those guys were crucial. Burton was the MVP. You know, I've said Blake Hinson is the, you know, was the X factor for this team. Nelly Cummings as the point guard really did run the show. And I think stepped up with some big performances in the NCAA tournament. Not so much yesterday, but the first two games, I think he played well for Pitt. You know, and Sabandi coming off the bench, Elliott with the threes he hit this season. He didn't do as much in the postseason. He had the Georgia Tech game in the ACC tournament, but didn't really do much in the four games after that. But he was a big part of the success throughout the season. I mean, those seniors really, I mean, they left a legacy. That's the word I'm looking for. They created a legacy. And if this program continues to build year after year, if Jeff Capel is able to build from this year's success, bring in a couple of good transfers to complement the recruits that they have, you know, they should have another good team next year that can win games. If Capel is able to build from this season's success, then those four seniors are truly cementing their legacy. That will cement their legacy because they started it. You know, they got it going, and it should keep rolling from here. So credit to those guys, credit to Blake Hinson, credit to the twins and Federico. There are a lot of guys that worked together to make this season happen, and it ended up being best pit season in almost 10 years. So it's unfortunate to see the season end, but it doesn't take anything away from the season that was and the success that they had. And now we're in the offseason. We'll spend a lot of time talking about these players and talking about who did what and who's going where and what they need and what they're going to bring in and what they'll look like. We'll also talk about spring football a lot. Hey, Pitt's got a national champion wrestler. We got to talk about that on tomorrow's Morning Pitt. We have plenty of Pitt football, basketball, oh, and recruiting talk as well that we'll get to in the coming days and coming weeks. So the Morning Pitt rolls on, even though we're in the off season for basketball now. In addition to being the off season for football, we are keeping it going every day of the week, Monday through Friday, right here at youtube.com/pantherlaircom. So like this video and subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/pantherlaircom. Turn on your notifications so you get an alert sent to your phone whenever we post a new video. And thanks for checking out today. Thanks for watching the video. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you have a great Monday, a great start to the week. It's spring now, right? Or is it still winter? I forget. I get confused. But either way, we've got the Morning Pitt right here on youtube.com/pantherlaircom. So have a great day. Thanks again for checking it out. And we will talk to you tomorrow morning for the Morning Pitt right here on youtube.com/pantherlaircom.